And then 90.3 WJTL Corey Asbury, Reckless Love. Before that, David Crowder Band. Good morning. It's 7:19.
Weather-wise, today fog gets it started, then mostly cloudy, slight chance of scattered showers, high 85 tonight. Mostly cloudy, low 67, a winning Wednesday. Mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms. High back up to 79. We are sitting at 68 right now in Lancaster.
This morning, our very special guest from IMO, International Missions Opportunities, Pastor Bola and Tammy Motter here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Great to have you. And Pastor Bola is the founder of IMO. And Pastor Bola, last time you were here, you talked about filling a container. I understand that container has now been filled. It's in Nigeria. What's the next step? What's going to happen now?
Well, exciting. I'm glad you mentioned it. Last year, when we were here, we're believing God to fill up a 40-footer container. We got an organization out of Portland, Maine, that donated a lot of used equipment that otherwise would have gone to the landfill, and we shipped that container over to Nigeria. We were believing God for it was $25,000, and God provided that, and now the container is in Nigeria. This is what is going to happen. We are opening the first ever free surgical center in the entire northern Nigeria. This is the only hope for millions of people to be able to get surgeries that is well needed for free. They can't afford it. So we had faith that, God, we want to open a free surgical center where people can just come in and get surgeries free. And that dream is a reality. As we speak, the container is in Jos on the property we're renting. Wow. And we're about to open a free surgical center.
And you're opening with doctors there from Nigeria.
Yeah. So, the program, we have a lot of visiting surgeons and teams and doctors from the States that would go once or twice a year over there. But the idea is to open the clinic where we use the local surgeons to be open 6 days a week, where people would, wow, you know, come and get surgeries for free. And then we have supporting doctors and surgeons and medical personnel from the U.S. going over to help out every now and then.
Wow. If folks want more information about how they can support or keep up to date with IMO, can they do that online?
Yeah, the easiest way to do that would obviously to go to our website, which is www.imomissions.org. And they would get information and either send us a mail or in. Yeah, that would be the best way.
Tammy mentioned earlier that you're taking two teams over this summer.
Correct.
Is there any spots for folks,
yes,
who want to go along?
Absolutely. The interesting thing about medical missions is the fact that you don't even have to be medical to go on a medical mission. Over about 65% or more of our volunteers are actually non-medical. There are tons of things that you can do. But yes, we have opening. We have a project coming up in last week of September into first week of October, and then we have another in March of 2019. End of June, we have a nursing workshop where we're taking some nurses from the States to go over and train the nurses over there in Nigeria. So,
very
cool. Exciting thing.
If you're interested in going, check it out online, imomissions.org. Tammy Motter is with us. She is a volunteer for the organization, and you've gone several times to Nigeria to be a part of those teams.
Yes, I have.
And I understand you guys are starting a new ministry. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we are. We are so excited for that also. It's called Care for the Number 4 International. And we have millions of tons of waste from the medical community that
reusable.
Goes, that is not even waste.
Correct.
It is just stuff that they get rid of because they update or they need to spend the money that's in their budget and different things like that. Or they, like WellSpan, you know, you change your logo, so they got to change everything.
Oh, right.
So rather than having all of that going into the landfills and people with used and non-used medications, we are collecting that, and then we are redistributing it. So either it will go somewhere locally as a distribution. Say, for instance, we get a bunch of towels, and we can donate them to the SPCA, or we can donate them down to a homeless shelter for people who need different supplies.
Right.
And then the other stuff, what our goal is to also do what happened with us from Portland, and that is to get the reusable equipment. Yeah, and then send it also to other countries, and not necessarily Nigeria. Our goals are for the whole world eventually, but at least Nigeria is really starting to come for us. And we're still collecting uniforms because I still need the scrubs
right.
For all of us when we're on site to distinguish.
If folks want to somehow help you with the collecting, or if they want to help fund you to get those where they're supposed to go, what's the best way for them to be part of that?
Well, we do have a new site coming up for CARE, but in the meantime, if you just go through the IMO site, and also we are also on Facebook as IMO, International Mission Opportunities. And there's phone numbers there. You can contact any of us, and we'll be there to collect it. Now, the thing is also, we are also looking for a warehouse of some sort to be able to store
things,
our stuff in.
Before we ship them.
Yeah. So we're just doing one step at a time, and we know God is faithful.
Very cool. Check it out online, imomissions.org. You can find out about missions opportunities to go to Nigeria, how you can help support what they're doing with Care for International, and much more. Pastor Boland, Tammy, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank
you
for having us.
One quick interjection. Sorry. The main thing is, the reason we started this is because it is an affordable trip.
Right.
It cost me approximately $2,000 to go. And that's for 2 weeks.
And I know you've loved it. Tammy comes home and it's all she talks about.
Sorry.
Until the next time she goes. No, that shows how God's using you there. I think that's awesome.
Yeah. It is wonderful.
Once again, guys, thank you for being here.
Thank you very much for having us.
Check it out online, imomissions.org, or Facebook, IMO, International Missions Opportunities. Back to the music with Chris Tomlin. I Will Rise on WJT.